Oh my God, we are back. It's been a week already.
Has it?
It has.
Feels like minutes.
Minutes. 2 minutes to midnight. This is Asian Cult Cinema. No echo. My name's Mao.
Dr. Morbius.
From parts unknown. This is the show that brings you all kinds of wacky Asian cinema.
Yes,
sometimes
it does.
Kung fu, sometimes wacky.
Sometimes this.
Wow. Okay. Now,
tell us about this movie.
And sorry if you're hearing a clicking noise. I have a lozenge so I can talk. I've succumbed to the Florida flu from parts unknown.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm trying to make it to not die. Anyway, I picked a movie. I got this for Christmas via DVD.
How'd you pick that?
I heard it was the worst movie ever made.
No, it's not the worst movie ever made.
I wanted to pose this question to you, and I don't want you to take offense to it. Is this... Now, this movie, we're talking about... it's a movie called Samurai Cop.
Okay. Is that what this is? Okay.
Yes. Is this the most B movie you've ever seen?
No.
Now wait a minute. Think honestly about that question, because although like there's the Plan 9s from Outer Space, which are kind of set the bar pretty high, this wasn't done intentionally.
No.
But you saw everything. You saw reflections of the crew and glasses. You saw like. Wigs, you know, that were poorly done. You saw boom mics. You saw filming that had nothing to do with films. I was like, this might be.
It's definitely a.
Got to be top 10 most B movies you've ever seen. I know that's a really broad statement.
Let me put it this way. It's definitely rates as a pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Bad movie. Entertaining bad movie. That's why I'll put it at category. No. B-movie is kind of subjective. B-movie could be like Death Race 2000, you know?
Yeah, I guess I know what you mean. I was thinking in its purest form, B-movie is no budget, no idea what you're doing, kind of. But that's not true either. That's like a little bit more...
That might be a Z-movie.
Yeah, that's... Well, this one's a Z-movie. This is
the kind of movie that, let me put it to you this way, this movie, I watched it with the Joe Bob commentary, and it's way better with the Joe Bob commentary.
I didn't watch it with the commentary.
Joe Bob was not PC in this commentary. He was like...
Who's Joe Bob?
Joe Bob Briggs. Never heard of Joe Bob Briggs?
No.
He used to write a column. And about B movies, and then he got a little bit of fame, and then he started hosting every Fridays on the movie channel, two B movies every Friday, and he's like a Southern. Mm-hmm. He's from Texas, and he's like talks like this, and he's a good kind of has a good old boy character, but he's pretty sarcastic in his wit, and his commentary to me was better than a Riff Tracks, but because it was very wrong, it was not PC. Basically, by the end of the movie, he was telling the samurai cop, why don't you just move to San Francisco and get married? Because you're gay. You know, I mean, basically, it got to that point because he's going at the guy. He goes, he's not kissing her. He's fish kissing her. What is his problem? He's gay. Yeah. Hey, samurai cop, just go to San Francisco and get married already. You know, it's like it got to that point. Right. You know what I mean? He was hilarious, but yeah, it was definitely the commentary is worth watching. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
For those of you who don't know, this movie was made, I want to say the 80s.
91.
Okay. Thank you. 91. It was obviously filmed mostly in the 80s, but...
This is straight to video.
Straight to video, but then it was lost for a long time.
Was it lost?
Yeah, it was gone.
Lost on purpose, I think.
Yeah, they found someone.
Matt Hannon probably lost it.
No, someone got a hold of the original tape and made this Blu-ray. Uh-huh. And once this came out, we're talking about Samurai Cop from 1991.
Yes.
It was an attempt to be a Lethal Weapon ripoff. And
or the fact that it's called Samurai Cop is because Robert Zadar was in Maniac Cop, so it was they're playing off the Maniac
whatever,
Cop,
yeah.
Hollywood Cop, whatever cop, you know? Right.
And this came out on Blu-ray, and it became one of those internet sensations in that this is like the lowest hanging fruit to make fun of. But there is a, it's a fun movie. It's terrible, and you know it's terrible. And everything, nothing makes sense. Nothing is what it's supposed to be. There's entire scenes where the people that are reacting are not even in that scene. They're in like a separate office doing reaction shots and stuff. But it's like funny. Like you laugh, you laugh at it, you laugh with it.
I laugh the fact that it, and I read about this in the movie. The movie was done, and he thought he was done with this part, so he cut his hair, and then they said, no, you got to come back and do this thing, so they put a dopey wig on his
and this
and
wig falls off all the time. You can tell. Half the movie is with this wig, and this wig this wig should have its own subtitle and its own, like, it should be starring this wig and then this other guy, you know.
Matt Hannon.
Yeah, Matt Hannon.
And there was a part two made like years later, but well, it just can't be as good.
You know what? That's and I said that I doubt I'm even going to watch it because
part two,
that's going to be a lot of winking at the camera and nudging. And remember that funny thing? Well, this is funny, but on purpose. The reason this is funny and
this movie is over the top. I mean, you know, the police commissioner, he was like basically they were just telling them just go crazy, you know, just get it done with. I mean, you're right. This was not done. This was taken, you know, this wasn't a wink and a nudge.
No, because
whatever.
They were talking, the two stars were talking. I watched the commentary, I watched the extras. And they were talking, they said that they weren't allowed to, like, this is a written script, and they weren't allowed to diverge from it. This is what this guy wrote, and they had to say what he wrote, and that was the end of it. Like, there was no...
Oh, okay.
You know, so this is actual dialogue, and they were like,
well, the director was, I think, from Armenia or Turkey or whatever, so the sensibilities shine through. You know, if you ever watch Turkish action movies,
and they wouldn't let
they're out of control.
And to not let an American guy, like, kind of... Americanize an American movie is crazy. Like, that's a whole level of arrogance that is dooming. You know, you're just like, oh my god, seriously? But
There's a lot of movies like this that were made in the late 80s. Fred Olen Ray did a bunch. You know, Frank Stallone's been in a few. There's a Frank Stallone one that I've been saving, and I'm going to have to check it out again with Cameron Mitchell. It's in the same vein. It might be a little bit better made, though.
But, oh, you should get that for
sure. Yeah,
I love that kind of stuff.
We haven't done Frank Stallone cinema yet. You know, the better Stallone, actually. You know? The better one.
No, okay. But maybe.
Well, maybe in some ways. In some ways. But yeah. We haven't hit those heights yet, but we will. There's stuff I'm saving
save it for a rainy day.
But
this one, I had a lot of fun with it.
It was fun.
I watched it twice. I bought it on Blu-ray. Fun. I was like, oh yeah. It is just crazy from start to finish. And this one especially, it has that
Birdemic Operation Las Vegas feel.
There is not one scene that is complete. There's not one scene that isn't flawed and horribly broken.
See, the reason why I would put Operation Las Vegas as in a more B than this is because that Operation had really kind of ugly people. This has kind of prettier people, you know what I mean? Oh. They spent, even though there's
90s
some dopey people,
Coke
but,
pretty
yeah,
people.
Yeah, Melissa Moore, the tall blonde, the other girl, they had... You know, Mr. Chippendale, Samurai Cop, or whatever.
Lots of nudity.
Rob Izadar, like, covering up his big jaw with a beard, you know, so he looks like, you know, more, like, normal
Less
or
of
whatever.
A freak. Yeah.
Less of a freak, and,
boy,
you know.
Full-on nudity.
Yeah, pretty much.
There was, like, a lot of full-on nudity. I was like, okay.
And unfortunately, thongs.
Oh, the 80s were crazy.
Yeah,
the 90s
painful
were,
thongs.
They're crazy with them. All right, well,
real painful.
So that's Samurai Cop. We talked about this movie. Now we'll get into the movie when we come back.
Yeah, we'll get into
we'll
it.
We'll be right back.
Man, you are one pathetic loser. The most fantastic weapon of all time is the flying guillotine. Few men have ever been able to operate this death-dealing device, and only one was the master of the flying guillotine. Seymour Bordy and Associates presents The Master of the Flying Guillotine, filmed in Super Cinevision, rated R. Master of the Flying Guillotine. One sure way to get ahead.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the Devil's House.
My favorite, one of my favorite of all time, Master of the Flying Guillotine. Love it. All right. On to our movie du jour. So,
boy. So there's some, like, rival gang.
He walks up and he's like, oh, the boss is here now. And this movie, the lines that people say, and they, like, look. You can see them, like, looking off to the side, like, is that the right line? Okay, yeah. And they left it in the movie. This guy walks up front and center. He's like, that rival gang, they sure need to be straightened out. Either they join us or they die. Okay. End of sentence. You know, yeah, you're like, yeah. Oh, my God. Every scene is the delivery is just, what are we doing here? Yeah.
Well, it is what it is. You know, it's like, you know, it's just a movie made for money, you know, just to just like back then you had to fill the video shelves and it's like, okay, I got an idea. I got a good idea. Let's get some Robert Zadar. He's been in a lot of videos lately. He's got a following and
he's in Tango and Cash.
Yeah, he's in Tango and Cash. That was a big hit. We can get him for
you broke that jaw. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Huh. So there's some kind of like gang. I mean, again, we're getting this with gang warfare, like Rubber Zadar's gang goes to beat up another gang.
He kills them, and they kill him.
Yeah.
And
in a pretty lame fight.
Yeah, it was pretty lame.
Everything's pretty lame.
Everything's pretty lame.
And then while that's going on, there's like a drug deal going on, and it's like,
oh, this is the part where you're kind of like, what are we doing here? The cops go, they're like, oh, there's this drug deal. Get out there and get them, and our heroes. The Robert Hammond, the samurai cop, and his very confused black sidekick.
Yeah, like that Eddie was Murphy.
Eddie
dude.
Murphy, kind of. They get into this car, and this car is a POS. Like, this car, like, they taped the headliner up, and, it was missing parts and stuff like that. But, like, now, I get it. That's okay, but usually you try to pretty stuff up for a movie a little bit, but I don't know.
If you have money.
I guess. I don't know. But so
they got a helicopter, though.
Yeah. So they're driving, and they're talking on the radio, and they're like, oh, I found this van. They're doing this drug deal.
And Samurai Cop is like a dirtbag. He's flirting with the girl up in there. He's like making lewd comments to every woman that he
keep
sees.
Keep it warm.
Keep it warm, baby. Yeah. I'll keep it up and you keep it warm. Yeah, hey, you know.
Weird. It was such a different time. You know what I mean? Like,
it was a better time.
Yeah, I guess. It was. You're probably right. But still, you're like, I don't know.
It was a better time.
I don't know if early 90s was a better time.
It was good. It was good. It was good. There was still goodness there.
Okay.
As opposed to now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, better than now, yeah. But I'm saying, like, yeah. But anyway, so he's driving. They're driving, chasing this van.
And with a drug deal. Because a drug deal went on at the dock. And
with a boat. It had the boat rental on the side of the boat.
Yeah, I know.
And they're like, oh, there he is. And they come out and they're shooting guns at him, and he keeps going, oh, you have visual? And at one point, you see the building behind the helicopter. Like, it was on the ground. Like, when they were shooting, you could tell that it wasn't moving because there was a building, a building where they parked their helicopter, but whatever, I guess just shoot, you know. and they're chasing this van, and they're crashing down streets and stuff like that, and finally, like, they pull over. They run over one guy who's wearing like this TV jacket he was wearing from his job,
yeah.
And they trap this van, and
the guy lights on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
The story goes from the two actors when I was watching the special features. They were like, they actually put this guy out. They didn't really even know how to do that or whatever like that. They were like, oh, they lit him on fire, and they're like, okay, go put him out. And they're like, wait, for real? And they're like, they just had like a blanket and like a thing. They didn't even know if they like caught him on fire.
Practice.
The guy, yeah, they didn't even practice. And he said the guy just got up and he was like, okay, and he's walked off. And he was like, they're like, we didn't even know if he was like really a stuntman.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Bob pointed that out. He goes, you guys don't know what they're doing. This guy's been on fire for a really long time here, yeah. And when they get in the fight scenes and the guy pops out of the car, Joe Bob goes, oh, that's a $200 stunt right there. That's not bad for this movie, you know. It's like, and when the guy gets punched and he falls back over the car, that's a $100 stunt right there. Not bad, not bad. You know? So you can tell that, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, it's wow. Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, so the guy gets burned and he's alive. So they take him to the hospital, and the gang guy goes, oh, they go cut back to the gangsters, and he goes, oh, we, you know, the drug deal went bad, but the guy was taken alive. We can't have, you know, one of our guys taken alive. You gotta go, tells Robert, you gotta go there and cut his head off and bring it back, and I'm gonna put it on my piano.
I want his head on my piano, and then Zadar goes, yeah, good idea, boss. You're like, yeah, good idea, boss.
So he goes with, you know, Red to the hospital, and they got
AKA dentist.
Yeah,
like they're in this hospital, and our two heroes show up to guard this or to ask him questions, and he starts hitting on this nurse, and she's like, "Oh, you're not big enough for me," and all this stuff.
Yeah, you're circumcised, aren't you? Yeah. They took a little too much off, didn't they? Yeah. And Samurai Cop's like, "Hey, you know, I'm Samurai Cop." And you're not. We edited some.
Yes,
footage.
We did. And then and right on the door behind it says, like, Joan Sloan Dentist. And I'm like, oh my God, really? And this is a filthy, like, this place is filthy. But anyway, so they're like, oh, okay. And then they chop in some reaction shots from the sidekick that were just...
Yeah, the sidekick's pretty funny.
Those were all done after the movie was over.
Oh, they needed some shots.
In that guy's office, they just said, just do these faces, and they just kept dropping them in.
Oh, okay.
I was like, because they're not even the same background, they're not even the same clothing. You're like, okay.
Who cares? I didn't notice. Eh, who, it doesn't matter.
I guess I did, but...
yeah, I don't pay, you know. I know what I'm getting into. Yeah. I'm not expecting, you know.
So now they leave, and then Zadar shows up with Red, and they chop the guy's head off, even though they're being watched, you know.
And the cop's like the lamest cop in the world, you know. He's like, yeah, go ahead. Who cares? I'm just making minimum
just standing
wage
around.
Here,
yep.
You know.
And then they beat up the other cops and drive off, so they're like, wah, ha, ha. So then they go and they're like celebrating this feat at some restaurant, which is the worst restaurant I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And this is where they show the backs of people, but these weren't the actors. Like, they chopped in the actors from... They were, like, standing in his office again, and they just cropped them out, and they just put them, like... They pretended like they were talking to him, but they weren't.
Okay.
And the guy's like, oh, I'm a lawyer for them, and you can't
yeah,
harass
yeah, right,
our
right.
people. And then they were like, oh, well, we'll see you in court. And they started making fun of him. And then the samurai cop's like, ooh, who's that lady there? He's like, oh, she owns this place. He's like, oh, I'm going to come and hit on her tomorrow. Tell her
yeah,
I'll be there.
Yeah, because he had already made out with the, made out, I guess is the word, the nice word, with the helicopter girl.
Yeah, well, they
so
had
he
they
was
had
done
sex.
With that. He
yep.
was done with that. Can we say that on
yes.
the show?
Yes, so okay, they had sex. Sure. And then even while he's saying that to her, like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to go hit on this other lady. And then he went and hit... He's just, like, going from lady to lady.
Yeah.
Because you know,
yeah.
he's just a stud, you know. And,
yeah.
So then, as they leave, the head boss goes, go kill them. And that's where this... They're out in this parking lot, and they're like...
That was funny.
It was funny. They're,
and the
they're,
shootout.
They're fighting, and they're shooting, and machine guns, and there's... They're using, like, these Roman candles to, like, shoot the sparks against the cars, like, for bullet ricochet and stuff.
Yeah.
It was so funny. This is absolutely crazy. I cannot describe how insane watching this movie is.
It's pretty wacky. It's a pretty nutty movie.
And it was done with a straight face. This wasn't like...
No. This was before they started... No, they were winking already, but this was not... The director meant it. He meant to do this. This was the best he could do.
He shouldn't have been a movie maker.
He wasn't trying to make it bad on purpose. This was the best.
This was the best he could do.
This is, and you know what? He got it made. He got it released. He got it on video stores. And we watched it. Guess who had the last laugh? You know, Amir, whatever his name, Amir something or other, the director, you know?
The director.
Amir something, you know, I can't pronounce his last name. But he made like 10 other movies, so.
Amir Shervin.
Yeah.
Shervin.
Shyamalan my ding dong.
Shervin, yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so we're taking a break and then we'll come back.
We're taking a break.
We're going to finish out the rest of Samurai Cop.
And we'll say all the dirty words.
Stay tuned. You don't want to miss the
end. We're going to do all the dirty words during the break so they're not on the show.
Great.
Hey guys, come check out Two Dimension Comics, the comic book podcast with no direction.
We feature candid roundtable discussions about all things comics, past and present, with a killer soundtrack.
We like to include visuals of everything we talk about on the show. You can find that by going to bunchofdorks.com
and click on the Cyclops!
Personally, I like the university. They gave us money and facilities. We didn't have to produce anything. You've never been out of college. You don't know what it's like out there. I've worked in the private sector. They expect results.
Roper, Williams, and Lee, the Deadly Three, penetrate the secret chambers of an evil island empire.
What do you know about Han?
He lives like a king on that island. Totally self-sufficient.
A fortress without walls, protected by an invincible army that needs no ordinary weapons. This is Enter the Dragon, the first martial arts film produced by a major Hollywood studio. John Saxon is Roper. He was in it for the money. U.S. karate champion Jim Kelly as Williams. He was there because he had no choice. Black Belt Hall of Fame, undisputed martial arts champion, and international film star Bruce Lee. His job was to get them out alive.
I'm hoping you'll join us, represent us in the United States.
You want me to join this?
Roper, Williams, and Lee. Just when they think they've broken the secret of the island, they find there is no escape from the inscrutable Han. Warner Brothers presents Enter the Dragon, where the world's greatest martial arts athletes meet the ultimate challenge with the most ancient and deadly of weapons, the human body. Enter the Dragon, from Warner Brothers.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
All right. Now, where were we? Now they've kind of said, okay, we're going to go after this gang. And the police chief's like, okay, go get these guys because...
Cursing.
Yeah, lots of cursing and funny time and, you know. But now the guy goes... First Samurai Cop goes and hits on the restaurant owner. And now
the redheaded lady.
The redheaded lady, yeah.
And she doesn't want to have nothing to do with him. She's
not
like,
really.
I have to go to church and I have to do this and I have to do that. And he's like, wait a minute, I'm the samurai cop. You didn't turn me down.
There was this righteous, like, lion's head crocheted or knitted head.
It was very prominent, yeah.
It was so weird. It was, like, made of yarn, though. It was
probably made by the producer's, the director's daughter or something like that, or his wife, so... It got, like, you know, a credit in the movie, I think.
Second build, at least.
Lionhead, yeah.
So then what happens? Like, can you remember?
God, and he takes him a while before he gets into, you know, in with her, I think.
Yeah.
Right? He
hits on her after church, and then, like, he's like, oh, come to my house for an interrogation. Then he, like, shows up, and he comes out with a dinner that he made, and he walks out with a birthday cake with his, like, thong on, and then they have sex,
horrible.
And then
it was
horrible. Yeah, there was a lot of really uncomfortable scenes with him, like, just very comfortable with his body, and us very not comfortable with his body.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gross.
It was gross. Yeah, and then, you know, I mean, it's just like more gang stuff or whatever, you know. They kill a couple of the guys and
No, I remember what it was. Remember, cuz then they go after the number 2 guy, which was that bald guy.
Yeah.
And there's this long drawn out thing where they're running through the house and they're like, they're disrupting the drug trade or whatever. Like, there's no drugs, but they're talking about drug trade a lot. And then they don't kill that guy, but they have this long fight, and that's where the bald guy like holds on Samurai Cop's wig when it starts to fall off and everything like that. That was a really funny part. And as they're fighting, then, you know, they finally, like, he doesn't kill him, but the guy like pulls knives out of his sides, and then the black sidekick shoots him and save Samurai Cop, kind of, but, you know.
He doesn't kill him, and then Samurai Cop goes, no, let him kill himself, because...
Yeah.
He, you know.
So now that's done, and I think at this point, they kidnap the girlfriend. Now, like, because now they go get the girlfriend, and now they have her. So now Samurai Cop has to, like, go save his girlfriend. And they go to this house that's, like... It's so weird. It's like a cabin, kind of, but then they come walking through the door at the very end, and it's like this lavish, like, hotel. Like,
see, that this last scene is bothering me because it's reminding me of that dopey Andy Sedaris movie called Picasso Trigger that we watched not that long ago, where it has a scene where they go into a cabin and they start having a shootout. So I'm wondering.
No, this is the one. This is the same one. This is similar because they drive up there and they're having this fight. And they're like, all these guys are like on the roof and stuff like that. And they're shooting them and shooting them and shooting them. And then Robert Zadarin Robert Zadarin and the girl show up, the redhead. Oh no, he kills. Yeah, they show up and they have guns at first. And then Samurai Cop kills the redhead, which is Zadar's girlfriend.
Yeah, not that red. Yeah,
and then he's like, oh, then he gets a sword out, and he's like, let's go fight now.
Yeah, because Zadar and him have to fight like samurai.
Yeah, like samurai. So now they're doing this, and this is a long scene where they do some sword play, then they both drop their swords, and then they fight each other, and then they sword play, and they fight each other.
Yeah, and the long shots, you know, this is like the, you know, the big battle set piece, scene or whatever. Supposedly.
Anyway. Yeah, and then, so he beats him, and then he leaves him laying there, and then Zadar pulls this knife out of his boot that's like the size of a sword.
Yeah.
And that's when he gets shot.
Then he gets shot. The other guy was allowed to kill himself honorably. Zadar
more honorably,
shot,
Zadar isn't, you know. So now they go in to rescue the girl, you know, the love interest, the restaurant owner. And the head of the Yakuza is there, and he has his gun against the girl's head, and he's like, no, you guys put your guns down. All I want to do is get out of here, and I don't want to cause any more trouble. And they, like, put their guns down. He's like, boy, you guys are stupid.
Yeah, so he shoots the black guy, right?
Yep,
but the black guy had a vest on.
Unbeknownst to everyone.
Unbeknownst to everybody.
Because then, bang, he stands up and shoots him. And so, and then he kills him. And then they're like, oh, you know, I had this thing on. Isn't that great? So then we won.
Yeah, so he won. So then the last scene is just a samurai cop and his girlfriend on the beach wearing thongs and making out again.
He's a weird looking guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's muscular and built, but he's an odd looking fellow.
He was trying to do a Fabio thing with that hair. And
that's probably what it is. You know, I'm sure he looks like a normal guy. Just that hair looked really weird.
Yeah.
This was definitely... Now, and we skipped a lot of scenes because there was a lot of just nonsense. This is a very fun movie to watch, but it's very hard to talk about, if that makes sense. It goes all over the place, and there is no rhyme or reason to really anything.
Well, I mean, you know, he's trying to break up the
drug
Yakuza.
Yeah, because at one part the cop's like, oh, the chief is like, you brought this guy in here to be a samurai cop, and he's just a loser and he's wrecking everything. Now get out of here, you're ruining everything. And then he's like, oh, let's go to hell together and let's go fight.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Writing is, you know. Did Amir write this too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's a double threat, triple threat. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's so again.
Did you have fun with it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, like part of me is like, I'll probably end up watching Samurai Cop 2, but I'm probably going to really
I wouldn't.
Yeah, really regret it.
I wouldn't, because the guy's a lot older. It was only made like a couple of years ago. And,
yeah.
You know,
I thought it was made this year.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I mean, it was. Yeah, nah. And that's, I mean, maybe if you got nothing better to do, you know. I mean,
there's always something better to do, you know.
Yeah, you know. But I. You
so,
know.
Like, what do you give this movie? I mean.
It's worth checking out. I'll give it an 8. It's worth watching for the B movie.
I laughed so much at this.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. I laughed. I watched it with the commentary, so I was laughing a lot of the commentary.
See, well, we watched different movies. I watched the actual movie. So I was laughing.
I can tell the plot, but
I was laughing at it, but sometimes I was laughing with it too. Like it wasn't that spiteful, hateful laughing at something.
No, it wasn't painful.
It wasn't painful at all. That's the other thing. I mean, it was the movie. Even though it isn't a movie in reality, it's just a mess of mess. It goes quick, and you're just like, this is stupid, and who cares, and whatever. You know, it's nudity and Zadar, and I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's 90s. If you lived in the 90s, if you were a kid renting videos, it's nostalgic fun.
90s. Remember the 90s?
Sure, I do. I enjoyed the
different 90s. Different
times, man. Well, you know, it's like, it is what it is.
Yeah, good point. I'll go there with you. I'll go 7. I'll go an 8. I'll be right there with you because this is a funny movie. If you have the time, go see Samurai Cop or I bought the DVD. It wasn't expensive.
That DVD is taken from a VHS?
I don't know. It was a Blu-ray. No, I think they got the actual
print. They had the actual print.
Yeah, I think they got the print. That's where they made it. Nice. It was released in 2014. That's when the Blu-ray... I mean, the Blu-ray was $13, so it's not like it's a huge investment.
There's plenty of movies like this waiting to be rediscovered. You just haven't done it yet.
Oh, yeah. You know, or
but this is a good example of
just like wow
of cheesy 90s 80s
like B-book. Forgotten gold, you know, forgotten yeah. Just junky.
This movie was actually I think shot in the 80s and it was finished in the 90s.
Oh yeah. Guaranteed. This was all we're gonna be doing great, and then in 80 it ran out of money and coke around 87 or 88.
Yeah,
and then sat, and then they called him back for the headshot or for those pickup shots with the wig. In 91, and then was rushed out the door, and that was it. You know, you're like, okay, my movie's done.
Yeah.
Let's make money. And then you're like, oh no, we're broke.
Definitely, yeah.
So, all right. That's all we got for this week. My name's Matt, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And we'll see you again next week with more Asian cult cinema.
There was a mushroom that little mushroom. There was a meadow ready to cry. There was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, laugh, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you. World of joy from out of the blue, and all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yeah. And there was a garden, beautiful garden, held in the arms of a world without joy. And then there was laughter. Wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy. And the Lord said, oh, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, 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 laugh.
Sure is. And you know, I never felt any more like laughing than I do right now.